Folks, well, hello, my friends. This is Paymon, the president of Freedom Law School, coming to you live on audio only from Las Vegas, where I will be at the Reawaken America tour of Clay Clark. So, folks, if you're still in this area, you want to come see me this weekend, I'll be in Las Vegas at the Reawaken America tour tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Now is your opportunity, folks. If you have any questions you want to ask of me about this topic or the IRS or freedom in general, you know, how you can take action to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now, and at the same time defund the gangsters who have taken over the federal government, I'll be happy to answer any and all of your questions. We have several people right now waiting to get the questions answered. We have a caller. We will start from area code 509, followed by the call from area code 313, and then the other caller is from area code 540 that's waiting to get a question answered. So with that, folks, if those of you who are interested in asking questions, remember, call the number 657-383-1755 and then push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your questions one person at a time. Again, the call number is area code 657-383-1755. And folks, push 1 on your telephone keypad. We just have a call from area code 608 who got added. I'll take you one at a time. So folks, as a courtesy to everybody else, please first give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question. Keep it succinct and to the point. I just added the area code 512 caller, my friend. You'll be next also. So let's go to the top of the list and start with a call from area code 509. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
This is Connie LaRue. Can you hear me?
Yes, Connie. You don't have to give a last name to protect your privacy. Okay, and how did you hear about us, Connie?
My gosh, we have a local group that meets once a month to learn law, to study law. And your name was flying around, and your website name was flying around, and so I grabbed it and got in touch with you.
Very good. I'm glad you guys have the group going on, because that's how I started, with a local, you know, a freedom group that we try to educate ourselves about the law, and that's what led to the classes which I started, was to educate my, you know, local freedom lovers that wanted to know more about the law in Orange County, California. And that led to Freedom Law School, and here we are now, over 30 years ago when all that stuff started. So, very good, Connie. How may I be of assistance to you?
Well, now, I'm sorry, it does not concern the IRS. I've been around the block with those people. That's a very interesting story, but not for now. And so right now, in fact, I don't have it on my screen, so I can't read it to you, but I think you probably have it. I've had several encounters with the local police in this county, but those would be police from even Border Patrol, Washington State Patrol. The surrounding counties have come, and the police and the sheriffs, and I mean, it's probably even the dog catcher has been there when I have been surrounded by 9 or 10 police cars at one time and hauled off to jail. And this has happened to me 4 times in this county. Anyway, I've had ongoing problems with the police and, of course, the judges and the prosecutors and defense attorneys. And I'd like to know now what direction to go and where I should go for help, if I need help or if I can do it by myself, to sue these people for all of the terrible things they have done to me over about an 8-year period.
Well, that's something that I used to teach in mid-1990s. I conducted a class, which is available right now. It's on our social media, I believe. It's called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, a course in law and procedures for those who are committed to living a free life. There is a level one course and a level two course, and a level two course geared to lawsuits against these criminals in government. That's something that I can give you some tips and guidance. What you probably want to do first is give me a private one-on-one consultation so I can evaluate your entire situation. If you've been surrounded with 9 cars, 4 different times, hauled into court with corrupt prosecutors and judges, usually I found people do some things right, some things they do wrong. The judges do something right and wrong. And all that makes a big difference as to when and how you can sue them or not. And I want you to sue them. I have sued these crooks. I sued back in 1990s. I sued the sheriffs and highway patrolmen for carjacking my car. I sued a judge to give me the list of the grand jurors that I wanted to know so I can go to them to investigate the corrupt judges. So I'm an expert on grand jury law. Also, that's something you may want to pursue, is to have the local grand jury investigate these crooks and criminals and indict all of them. As you saw in Georgia, people did not know what a grand jury is. Now they know. The grand jurors have awesome powers, except they're misused as the handkerchiefs of the prosecutors. Instead of them being the voice of the people like you to report these criminals, them to indict. Like they did to Trump, they should indict all these crooks and criminals. So you got so much going on, Connie. Really, that's the best way to do it, is give me all your paperwork. I mean, you got a lot, I'm sure you do, but I can scan through paperwork. As long as it's organized well, name each document properly on your own, the date, name the document, send it to me, and I can scan through them, see which are relevant documents, read the relevant parts or language of what you did not do, what the judge did or did not do, all those things. And with on the phone, discuss it with you, come with a better understanding for you about the situation and what's the best way for you to fight back against this crooks and criminals. Okay? And then you can have anybody on the phone with you if you want to. You can do it if you want to. Do on your weekly or monthly study law group. I'd be happy to share that with everybody if it's okay with you, that is. Hey, here's Connie's situation, and here's what she did not do, right or wrong. And here's the options available to go after these crooks and criminals and get some justice.
Well, boy, you know, I read on your website that I can send you 10 pages of documents, but, I mean, I have a very large file drawer full of documents from these 4 cases over all the years. And I would not know where to start. I would not know what you would want.
I know. That's the problem. That's why even that would be a challenge. So what I need you to do is you give me the paperwork for your most egregious case where you believe they hurt you the most, you made the least mistakes, you did more things right in your own opinion, and they did things more things wrong. Let's focus on that one case as a starting point, and then we can take it from there forward.
Okay.
Because without paperwork, you know, Connie, I can't tell you. It's like calling the doctor, hey, doctor, I have a back ache, knee ache,
right.
Headache, my eye bothers me, stomach bothers me. Like, okay, tell me on the phone how to fix it all. What would the doctor tell you, Connie? He'd tell you to come in for an examination. Let me see your body. Let me touch it.
Well,
let me examine
it.
Have you do some tests on you, right? It's the same thing. There's no simple one-size-fits-all answer. I know justice should be clear. Justice should be easy, you know. But unfortunately, the system is more complex. And also, we all, Connie, are victims of the corrupt communist public school system called government education school system. It teaches nothing about the law and the constitution and legal procedure in high school nor in universities. So when we get out there in life as an adult, we are ill-prepared to handle the system. You see, so I have to teach myself this stuff, but I learned from those who were around in the 1990s, who started in the 1980s or 70s, who were better than me, had more experience than me. I paid these guys their courses, the material, their time. I joined the organizations, you know, because I wanted to get their experience and wisdom to for me to take advantage of Christ Maxley, you know. And that's how I was able to, as you see on my website. I got a case, for example, IRS came after me for over $600,000 of tax leave for 13 years. And I had it all zeroed out within 2 years, completely by the U.S. tax court and IRS appeals. But, you know, there's always technicalities involved that make a big difference. So if there's something quick I can answer, I'll do that. But Rudy, your situation is really one of those complex cases, not even the IRS, that I got to get there with my both feet in, and with your involvement, together we can come up with a way to get after these guys and sue them.
Okay, well, I'll get with one of my law teachers and go over everything, and then we'll decide which would be the case to send to you and narrow it down.
Yep. Remember, the best case you think you have, where you made the least mistakes, you did things correct the most, and they made the most mistakes, they made the most egregious things. Let's focus on the stronger ones first, you know, and the one probably the most recent also, because if these things sometimes are too old, you know, statute of limitations on lawsuits, you know, you cannot bring it up after so much time. That could be a problem. Also, I will talk to you and your group about how you contact your local grand jury about these crooks and criminals so they can indict them.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful.
Very good.
That would be wonderful.
Anything. You're welcome. Let's kind of look forward to working with you and your local group. How many people get together in your group? And how often do you guys get together?
We only get together once a month, which is not nearly enough, but we come from a long ways away, and there are generally about 25 people.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a small, solid group that is, you know, are committed because you travel long ways. That reminds me of my classes that in 1990s, where people would drive over 2 hours away to come once a week to my classes that I taught them law. So wonderful,
yes,
Connie.
Yes,
thanks for reaching
out
to me.
Well, 2 hours
is nothing.
We have people who travel 8 to 10 hours to get here.
Really? Well, then, we definitely want to get with these guys. These guys are absolutely wonderful patriots, freedom lovers like you. And that's why this freedom law school, I want people to have better help than what I had. I organize things, you know, the classes.
Right.
So I want to empower people to help themselves, you know, not depend on me as much as possible. I want to empower you to be able to help yourself and everybody that way. So let's make it happen. You know, that's the goal.
That's what we want. It is, actually. Now, Payman, I have another thing in my life right now. I'm really bombarded with this. I have the same questions about should I get an attorney or go it alone. I want to bring suit against our local corporate healthcare facility that absolutely refused to diagnose me or treat me for the severe scoliosis I had for 18 years. And this lack of action has cost me a dear price in severe pain that lasted several years and lifelong suffering. And so should I get an attorney or should I go it alone?
Well, are you rich?
No.
Then you probably can't
afford it. Because the IRS has had its way with me.
Yeah. So if you're not rich, why even think about an attorney who may be a liar, who may be corrupt, who may be lazy, who may be incompetent, and it empties your pockets, and you're going to run out of money before he can do anything for you, even if it was halfway decent. So that's why I did things myself. All the lawsuits I did myself.
Uh-huh.
When I sued the judge,
good,
even the list of grand jurors he refused to give me, I myself filed a writ of mandamus in a court of appeal to force him to give me that list that he refused to give me. And the government, the judge's lawyer called me and said, oh, Mr. Mukherjee, you want a list? We'll give it to you. No problem. Just dismiss the case. We'll give it to you. They turned around and gave me what I wanted right away. So that's, I'll be happy to teach you. But let me tell you about that. The local government has no duty to provide you health services. You know, I don't want to be throw cold water over your thing, but really, you know, they don't have any duty to provide anything. That's socialism for them to have a duty to provide health care to people. Number two, I don't have any, I don't believe in the modern medicine. I think it's corrupt, as you've seen with the whole vaccine jab that's killing people. It's been way corrupted a long time ago. If you got scoliosis, let me give you the tip. Go see a local rolfer who can help you put your body back in integrity, your bones in the back, you know, put it back straight, and that will open up the energy to your body, the nerves from your vertebrae. Rolfing, go to Rolf or rolfing.org, local rolfer. You have to pay cash out of your pocket, not insurance, okay? But that actually works. Go online, look up rolfing, scoliosis before, after. You'd be amazed at the pictures that you see. But, Connie, I got other people that wait right now. If you want to wait on the line, let me take these other people's callers' questions first, and I'd be happy to come back and address more of your concerns later on, okay? So go then, but you can do take your hand down. Later on, put your hand up. You go to the end of the list, and I will call you again at the end after I answer other people's questions, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Connie. Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 313. You are live, my friend. Please give me your first name. You heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Okay. This is Bill Johnson. I heard about you online, and the last time we talked was about 12 years ago when I worked in Vegas. I have not filed since 93, no paperwork with the IRS, nothing at all. We talked about that at the time when we talked. However, I've never had a passport, and the IRS hasn't bothered me, no letters, nothing. I filed for a passport for the first time. I'm 76 years old. The IRS sent me three letters, one for 2010, 2011, and 2012, and told me that I could not get a passport because of the FAST Act, which is the Fixing America's Surface Transportation. This is new to me, but they know I have jobs. They know I have two bank accounts. They haven't bothered me until I decided to ask for a passport. And so I'm basically denied a passport because of 3 years that they picked out of the hat, I guess, 2010, 2011, and 2012, because they say I owe about around $10,000 for each year of taxes that I've been delinquent on paying. I just wanted to know, how do I get a passport?
Unfortunately, you did not get the Freedom Law School when we talked 12 years ago or any time after that. What happened here is that IRS came after you with some tax proposals, which it could have challenged in court. In America, folks, we have a right to due process of law, to a trial of some sort, even taxes. It just that CPAs and attorneys and, you know, CPAs and accountants pretend to know the law of taxes, but they don't. So they just, you know, don't protect you. They don't take you to court to challenge it for you because they can't. And attorneys are very expensive. So almost nobody gets tax attorneys. So now you owe them this money. That's over $50,000. And if you owe the IRS over $54,000, they were given the right by this law to take away your right to a passport.
It's $30,000. It's about $10,000 each year.
Then in that case, you can sue them in tax court. Say it's under the threshold amount of $54,000, I think it is right now. And Therefore, they should, you know, take back those letters and notify State Department that they can issue you a passport.
That's going to take some time.
Does it take that time? It takes a little bit of knowledge that you don't have. I do.
Okay.
But it doesn't take time at all. If you know what you're doing, you know how to do it, it can be done. Is it urgent for you to travel?
Well, I would like to get some advice. What would I do from here to get some advice from you or your organization?
I just gave you the advice. It's like saying, hey, I got this toothache. What's the advice? Do a filling. Okay. So, but you cannot do it yourself. This is what I'm trying to say. You need to get Freedom Oscar to do this for you. Because you say you know how to do it. You know how to do a filling in on your teeth. Okay, but I don't want to do that. But that's what needs to happen.
No, I want you, your group, to help me. I don't want to do it myself.
Well, in that case, the only people I help, Bill, is people that take part in restoring America's freedom, and by giving a portion of what they would have given to the criminal syndicate in Washington, D.C., to fund the freedom movement. So you have
that.
A right to keep 100% of your money like you have been. That's absolutely your right to do that because you work for it. It's your money. But I only help people that say I join a Restore Freedom Plan, which basically means you keep 70% of what you're going to pay the swamp, and the other 30% you give to the Restore Freedom Plan and then to fund freedom and protect you 100% from here forward. Okay, you stay with us that way. No jail time by the IRS, no losing the IRS. If they take your money, we'll reimburse you because we'll fight to win. We do all the paperwork for you. And this issue will be a little extra charge to do that for you as a member for you. So, you know, it won't be probably too much because the fact that, you know, this is not going to, from what you're telling me, it's a slam dunk case. So call our office.
Okay.
Speak with Darlene. Call my office and ask for Darlene. Tell her that you won the Freedom Hour, that we discussed this thing, and she can help you with getting become a member, and she knows about the passport issue as well.
Okay? Yeah, I'll call tomorrow. That's fine.
Very good, my friend. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Darlene,
yes, okay? Yeah, tell them that
I'm
on the Freedom Hour. So that's when you call. She's not in on Fridays, but Monday, you know, other days, she's in. So yeah, call her like next week, Monday, and she explained how to become a member and so forth and about the password issue, a little bit more information also. Okay?
Okay. Do that. Now, you said that once you guys take care of this, it won't take long, so I can still get my passport in a reasonable amount of time.
Well, I cannot give you any guarantee on the time because the courts are slow. Sometimes they're fast, sometimes they're slow. So within a year for sure. Should be within the 6 months, you know, but I don't want to tell you a month or two because that would be probably not so. You know, you don't know how fast these guys go. Probably I would say between 3 to 6 months is my best guess of the time frame.
Okay. All right, thank you. I will call her Monday.
You're welcome. Yes, call her, darling. We'll take care of you, my friend.
Thank you, Famer.
You're most welcome, my friend. We had a call from Miracles 514, which unfortunately is not no longer with us. They got disconnected. And we have a call from Miracles 608, ready to get your question answered after 608 area code caller. We have someone from Miracles 512. You'll be next, my friend. And those of you who've been waiting to ask a question, call in and put yourself in line to get your questions answered. They get the number 657-383. Let's see. Let me give the number one more time to you. What is this? 383-1755. 653-383-1755. And push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question. But I missed the call from Miracle 540. Sorry. I'm going to say area code 540 caller. You are next. And then 608 and 512 area code callers. Please tell me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Area code 540.
Yes, I am. Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes. What
yes.
is your name?
My name is Greg, and I saw you. You did a earlier this month. You were on the Mike Adams show, and I was quite intrigued. So I went to your website and went through all the five steps. And I have some basic questions. I am 65 years old, and I retired this past May from the federal government. So, and unfortunately, my wife is a CPA. So I've got an uphill struggle here. But my question is, according to your teachings, federal employees must pay taxes, but what about retired federal employees?
Yes, you are that income that you have, Greg, from the federal pension, whether it's
yes.
a federal bureaucrat or federal, you know, a veteran, military, stuff like that, or post office, for example, or people that work for the, you know, Federal Reserve Board. You got
yes.
a fund that can take a pay income tax on that income only. But if you have other income, you do not need to file a pay income tax on that income at all.
Okay, so for instance, I have an annuity through the government, and you say I would, as a retiree, I have to pay taxes on that, correct?
Well, the annuity, if the federal, who cuts the check of the annuity to you? The U.S. Treasury?
OPM.
What's OPM?
Office of Personnel Management, retiree.
Yes.
So, yes, I believe it is a federal check.
Yes.
So I have to pay taxes on that. But I'm going to start
yes.
Social Security here in a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
I would not have to pay taxes on my Social Security?
Well, Social Security is also federal money directly paid by U.S. government. However, if you have a loan, they exempt it from federal taxes. But since you have that and the federal pension, then they would include part or all of that as being taxable depending on the amount of your non-Social Security federal income you have. By the way, you are the first person I've ever come across yet that has a federal retiree and the Social Security to ask this question, because really it's only less than 2% of Americans who fit this category like you. Do you have any other income besides those?
Yeah, I had a TSP account, which was like a 401k with the government, and I pulled all of that out from the government and took it over to my financial planner, so that's in a separate mutual fund or money market right now. So I pulled that all out. That's not associated with them, and I also still have other annuities that aren't associated with the government. So to get this, to understand you correctly, the one annuity that I'm getting from the federal government as a retiree, I mean, basically I put into it. I paid like 1% of my salary went to that, and they put something towards it. So it's, you know, it's roughly about $4,000 a month that I'm getting. But, of course, I have to take all my health insurance out, so it comes out to maybe $3,000 a month that I'm getting from my federal annuity, and then I will be getting like $3,000 from my Social Security. And so I guess my question is, are both of those taxable?
The Social Security and the federal pension are both, well, the federal pension is completely taxable. The Social Security
okay.
taxability is on a sliding scale, which I don't have those numbers handy. So,
right.
you know, you have to look at those numbers. Like, this is where your wife does that one right. She knows about how much of your Social Security would be taxable. But all your other income from private annuity,
yeah.
private mutual funds, all those things are not taxable. And with your wife, let me help her with you this way. Tell her that you are a stickler for the law. And say that you've learned that bookkeepers, accountants, and CPAs, and even tax attorneys, their opinions are often wrong.
Right.
And you found out that what we need to do, all of us, go directly to government's official legal websites and follow their laws verbatim.
Yeah. Well, I looked at your website, and I twisted her arm to take the time to go through the five steps as well, to look at them at least. So we'll see what comes out of that. You also had made mention that federal contractors have to pay income tax.
Yes, because the money is coming from D.C. Yes. Uh-huh.
So what do you mean by a federal contractor? In other words, I mean there are private companies out there, defense contractors that work with the DOD. There are other contractors that work with, I don't know, the IRS, any other government agency. So those people that work for those private companies that contract with the federal government are considered federal contractors and have to pay taxes?
Correct. And the reason for that is they're performing – They're involved in the trade or business. Business means performance of the functions of federal public office. So military is a function of the federal government. The federal government can choose to manufacture guns itself. It can build a factory, hire people there, just like people that work for the FBI or any federal agency, say, you guys here. Here's a bunch of steel and equipment. Go make a bunch of guns. But they farm out that federal job to a private contractor. So that contractor, like Boeing, is military contractors. They have to file and pay federal income taxes. But the people that work for the contractor, the employees, do not, because the employees are not contracting with the federal government. They're contracting with a private entity. So just because that private entity gets its business from the federal government does not make everybody that does anything for that guy, like cuts the hair or works on a car of the contractor, liable for the tax. It stops with whoever gets paid directly from the federal government.
Gotcha. So a Boeing employee, Boeing, the corporation has to pay, but the Boeing employees, a truck driver or something, is not considered a federal contractor and does not have to pay taxes.
Correct.
Correct? All right.
Correct.
Final question, although this might be a moot point since I'm finding out I'm going to have to pay taxes on my annuity, but in your petition that you have out there, where we have to send one to each of the two U.S. senators and House of Representatives. The very last question that you have, statement that you have is, we look forward to your timely and specific and on-point reply. My question to you is, would it be advantageous to add on to that something along the lines and say, if we do not hear from you within 90 days, either conferring or showing us why we do have to pay taxes, then we will take your lack of reply as you concur with our findings?
You could do that, but it's not necessary. It goes without saying. The reason I don't do that as much is because I want to focus. I really want the congressman to investigate and stop the swamp.
Right.
The congressmen, they're supposed to represent us in government. And we have to write our taxation without representation. We're writing these
true
guys,
enough.
Say, look, do your job and investigate this and stop these guys. Instead, they ignore us or gave us canned letters sent by the congressional aides that doesn't even relate to anything we're saying in our letter. So that's the bigger problem that we need to face. It goes without saying when you rely on the non-response, obviously you're right, because you ask a very pointed question. Show me if I'm right or wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll pay my fair share. If I'm right, I want you to take action, tell other Congress members, and stop this robbery of the American people. So that obviously makes a case very clear where we're coming from.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you made my day on one way, but you broke my heart when you told me I have to still pay my taxes to my federal annuity and Social Security. But
I'll tell you what, Greg, look at this way. You know what? Anything else you make on this on your life now, you can start your own part-time business that you always wanted to do. That's completely free. I have other federal employees that I do this now. I'm a real estate investor. I fix up houses and sell or whatever else. And they don't have at it. All free.
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying, I believe you more so because I've been looking into these other movements, you know, American State Nationals and all that stuff, and they're basically saying, oh, anything that you get when you're that you paid into, like an annuity through your organization, your government, or your Social Security, it's something you paid into, and they can't tax you on that. So, I don't know. Any which way, thank you for your time, and I will let you go on to your next caller, sir. Have a blessed day. Appreciate
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for calling, my friend. My pleasure. Okay, we have a caller from America 608-512-425-732. Guys, hang in there. I'm going to get to all of you guys one at a time. Caller from America 608, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hi. This is Derek, and I first heard of you, I think it was on Stu Peter's show, and then I checked out some of your website, and I think I heard you on Mike Adams' podcast, and I've, you know, been kind of wanting to pursue this to see if it worked for me. You know, I talked to one of your representatives once I called even, but just to try to figure things out. One of the things I was wondering about was the, you know, I live in a state that you have to, you know, my state says I have to attach a federal return to my thing. And I'm like, well, how do I do that? But like he told me, he said, you could just fill it out and not sign it and still attach it. It doesn't say it has to be that you have to send that it's one that you, you know, filed. So that was good. You know, and I thought, well, then how do I get my employer to quit taking taxes out? And I think I can just do exempt, like W-4 exempt or something. But I guess my other question even too, as I'm trying to roll it, so I have a 401k, which I think will be around, you know, when it comes time for me to retire and take it out. I'm almost thinking about just trying to cash it out early. I know there's a lot of taxes on that. I don't know how that works. I'm assuming I can get out of paying tax on the income, but not the penalty, or do I have to pay tax on that, like no matter what, just like normal?
Well, Derek, there's nothing for you to get out of, my friend. Let's get that straight. There's no, I'm not going to pay my taxes anymore, because there is no my taxes to begin with. There is no your taxes to begin with. Let's get that straight in our heads, folks. You never owed this money to begin with. You were deceived into believing that you have to pay this tax. Remember, most people that took the corona jab did so voluntarily, not forced, because they were deceived and believed that if they don't get the corona jab, they might die, or they give it to a relative that might die. See, by deception and fear, they get us to give them power and hurt ourselves. So the 401k, you don't owe any money at all. Take it out anytime you want, Derek. It's yours to have with it as you wish. You never owed any income tax on it, or anytime you take the money out or leave it there, you don't owe any income tax on it, period.
Okay, nice. So so for my next step, like, you know, like I said, I want to go down this road to freedom. I'd rather support freedom causes and you guys than corrupt federal government. You know, they've done nothing for me, you know, and I mean, so, and you know, it's all just, you know, corporate welfare basically and all their cronies. And then the middle-class people are the ones supposed to be paying for it. So I definitely want to get down that road. So my next step would be to go start your program, do the 7 steps and then sign up the thing or whatever. How does the progression kind of work if I wanted to start your program? Just go to your website and just start the step?
Yes. Go to our website under our plans. You see Restore Freedom Plan. The Riemann there, the calculator is there. It's very easy to find. But if you have any questions or difficulty, just call our office. We'll be happy to guide you through it, you know, in detail, my friend. That's what we're there for, to make sure everything's done for you correctly.
Okay, and it would be better to just start right away, not wait till the next filing year, right? Just start right now, and we can even get back what they took from me this year?
Well, you cannot get money back without filing a tax form, unfortunately. That's why they were holding such a key to their robbery of the people. But we can immediately stop them taking the money out of your paycheck when there's no law that requires you to give it permission to take the money out. We can stop that right away. And then, did you file for 2022 already, Derek, or not?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So for 2023, then we stop the hemorrhaging right now. And your membership for 2023, as long as you paid not before end of the year in lump sum or payments, they're estimated, you get an additional 10% off of your membership because you're joining right now and not waiting until after January to join.
Okay. Nice. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Sounds promising. So I'm going to, take those next steps and dig into that. And I'll call if I have any questions or check out your videos. I'm glad to see you getting out and spreading the word. And it sounds like you're usually hang around a lot of the same people I listen to. So I think we think alike. And I know you gotta find those people that want freedom and respect freedom and are willing to take on the bullies of the government. So I thank you for that. And just pray that you stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Derek. Folks, I came from Iran to America in 1977 at age 14. I thought this was a free country, land of the free, home of the brave. But instead, I found, soon enough, this has become land of the meek and the home of the indentured slaves. So we got to exercise the rights that we have to get back our country. What is hurting us is our ignorance. Ignorant people voting for communism in this country. It's ignorant people that take interest more in football and baseball, and basketball over the weekends versus knowing about the law and the rights and take back the freedom so they won't be slaves anymore. So thank you for every one of you who's on this call. You are the kind of people, folks, that will restore freedom in America. You are the modern-day founding fathers of America. So with that, let's go to our call from Radio Coach 512. Please give me your first name. Let's see, he's still there. I think he disconnected. He got tired of waiting. Sorry about that. No, he's there. Radio Coach 512, call you live. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. This is Chad, and I will make sure you can hear me okay.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Chad, and I heard about you through Mike Adams.
Very good. And how may I help you?
Well, I had a couple questions. First one is this strategy – not filing tax returns and such, how does that affect us in getting future loans, for example, real estate investments and stuff like that, that we tend to do periodically?
You can still get buy a home without a tax return. I mean, I was a mortgage loan agent way back then. I was 20 years old. And even back then, you could get a tax return. Without a tax return, you can get a loan. The interest rate might be a little bit higher. They may want a little bit more down payment. But usually with bank deposit, you can show that you have sufficient income in your name to be able to afford to pay the mortgage back.
Okay. All right. And second question, I know you said as a disclaimer in the beginning of the podcast we listened to this evening, you had one client that the IRS had put a lien on their property. Did they ever get rid of that lien? And also, I know you said that you've never had anybody that's went to jail that you guys have been part of the school. Has there anybody that's lost their property or any other people that have had liens put on their property for not filing taxes?
Let me clarify that. Yes, no one that came to me clean, stopped filing income taxes or filed a lawsuit, ever gone to jail or had the IRS levy their bank account, paycheck, or stolen their home or property. Tax liens is a different issue. Tax lien, people misunderstand what it is. Tax liens are sitting in one or maybe two counties where the IRS filed their claim that the person owes them money. And if the person has property, real estate in that county, there's over 3,000 counties in America, and if that person sells or refinances their home within 10 years of that, you know, tax being assessed by the IRS, lien, you know, lien being, has, you know, then the IRS will take the money out of the sale of the house. So liens are, for the most part, harmless. They're either filed in a county you do not live in, or you have no real estate in your name, so it doesn't really matter. Or if they did file one against you, all you have to do is don't sell your house. Just wait a few more years. The lien will expire legally anyhow and go away, so you're just fine. And so liens are not a problem. Levy is a problem. Levy is going to steal your bank account, your paycheck, your, you know, your brokerage account, that type of thing. And that, I've had 100% success for over 20 years, that people that came to me clean and stayed with me in law school.
Awesome. That's great. We just had some we were kind of held back because we've worked a long time and gained some great properties and don't want to risk losing them, you know, in a situation of not paying taxes. We're already kind of structured to where we're layered anyway. We don't pay much taxes anyway, but for the taxes we do pay, we do not want to be given to our federal government anymore.
Very good. We have, remember, guys, none of us have a legal, ethical, moral, or constitutional duty to pay our enemies. The Founding Fathers made that very clear. That is still the foundation law of America. We have a right to alter and abolish the government that no longer serves the American people, no longer protects our rights. And this government not only is not doing that, it has literally become the enemy of the American people. It's been taken over, hijacked by the big banks and their corporations and their media who have reduced us to slaves. And so my job is to free as many slaves as I can. That's why people ask me, Paymon, what's the title of you? What do you actually do? And I tell them I call myself a liberator. I'm here to be a Morpheus. Each of you are Neos. I'm here to help you, Neos, get out of the matrix and for yourself. So thank you for your question, Chad. Anything else before I go to the next caller?
No, you've been a great help, and God bless, and looking forward to working with you.
Likewise, my friend. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your dedication to freedom, my friend. All right, let's go to the next caller, and that's from area code 425. Then we have a call from area code 732 next. From area code 425 caller, give me your first name, your, how did you hear about us, and then your question.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Paymon, I've known about you for years. I'll try to move quickly with this.
Hold on,
let me
maybe not. Let me check. Hold on. Let me see. Yep.
Sorry.
Let me see. I got you. Yes. I hear you. What's your first?
Okay.
I hear you. But turn your computer down. Because you have an echo on you, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, turn your computer down.
Okay. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from Washington State. I'm using Wi-Fi to join your podcast. Okay, I have a Kansas City, Missouri IRS harassing me 13, 14 months later. I used Paymon's method back in 2019. I filed. There is almost a $22,000 fine now. They've increased.
Hold on. Let's slow down. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
I've known about you guys for years, Darlene and Benny, for a few years now.
Okay, so you talked to my office many times. To Darlene and Benny, okay. So let's go over slow over the, what you got going on, okay? So you said that you are in Washington State and Kansas is harassing you. Let me stop you right there, my friend. Kansas is a different country than a country of. Turn the computer down. It's echo. Turn the computer down, John. Because it creates echo. The volume on that. There you go. So, please turn that computer sound thing down because we all can all hear it, whatever that is, a sound source. Can you take that away from me? Thank you, sir. They have no jurisdictional legal power in Kansas to come take your money in Washington any more than they have any power to take your money from France, Japan, or Russia. Got it? So don't worry about that all. What's your other question? And then turn the volume down again. I hear my echo from your computer. Turn the computer completely down, please, and continue, John.
Sorry,
that's the question.
I've been given until August 28th to come up with nearly $22,000. That's a C-71C.
By who?
The Internal Revenue Service. Sorry, I'm at a laundry room. Sorry. The IRS of Kansas City, even though I'm in Washington State, I had four.
Hold on. You're too far from my microphone. Get close to your microphone, Jonathan, so we can hear you. Please. There's a background noise I can hear. Can you please, for the benefit of all the callers, get away from that sound source and get close to the microphone.
Is that better?
So we can hear you clearly.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better now. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I follow Congress.
Are you on Bluetooth? Are you on Bluetooth right now?
Wi-Fi.
Okay, I don't know, but all right. You're not using Bluetooth. That's good. Okay. So what you said, the IRS claims you owe them money. Well, without seeing paperwork of the IRS case, I think you mean any solutions.
Yeah, I'm looking for assistance or help or information because they're threatening me with computer-generated letters out of Kansas City, Missouri. They've given me until August 28th to come up with a $21,900 FRP, frivolous return penalty, for filing using 5 years ago Henderson's method. They absorbed my entire refund of $3,442, and they took it all. I never got any money from them 5 years ago. They stole it.
Okay. That's the different question. Okay. Kansas is not writing you. What you're saying is the IRS office in Kansas City is the one that's writing to you, claiming you're the $20,000. And just like you saw in my presentation, I warn people oftentimes they ignore these tax returns with Pete Henningsen method, and they come up with penalties against you, hold refunds from you, and or levy your bank account and paycheck. So that there's no easy answer to that, which is why I don't recommend that. I don't recommend even getting in the game. So there really is no simple, easy answer to the situation. The best thing, Jonathan, is from now on, do not file any of these IRS forms with the IRS. Okay?
Okay.
Holding your paycheck legally, safely, properly. Okay?
Payman, I have a very short amount of time, and I'm sure you have other callers. My experience in the past is if I show proper documentation and it goes to human resources, to corporate, they bypass me altogether and they look for a compliant applicant. They do not hire. They completely go over somebody who is following the law as written. They do not hire, and which means no jobs, no money, no bills paid. That's been my experience.
Well, that's been your experience. I understand that. You know why, Jonathan? Because you did it all alone. You don't have all the experience that I have over 30 years, do you? So there's a difference. I've never had any of my students that ever came to me and I had a withholding problem that the employer did not stop the withholding, you know, per our instructions. We had one time even a lawyer of the company told the owner, no, withhold anyways. And we wrote back to the lawyer and the company owner, talked to the owner, and then he ignored the lawyer and followed the law because the law is what the employer is supposed to do. Not the opinion or some compliance officer at the company or attorney.
Okay. Because there's something called a lock-in letter. The IRS demands full withholding rate, I've read about, and that is my concern because I've been working since 1983, 40 years just about, and I have been forced against my will to participate in Social Security and Medicare tax deductions for all those years. I've tried to do Peter Hendrickson's steps, and that's where I got into trouble. And that's where I'm at now. Kansas City, Missouri IRS Processing Center is demanding that I pay them nearly $22,000 FRP for following Peter's information, and yet there's no IRS officer's signature under penalty of perjury in the documents I've received. They will not perjure themselves. It's just computer-generated letters.
I understand that. I know that. Do you have a lock-in letter right now?
No, I do not. I do not.
So don't worry about it.
About it.
Look, that $22,000, Jonathan, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm not a magician.
Okay.
I'm not a magician. I cannot make you go away. I'm just telling you. So I would suggest save up some money in case they ever attack you. You have some savings. It's pretend like they're going to take out of your paycheck $500 a month or $1,000 a month. Put that money aside on your own. Be prepared for a rainy day.
I'm not in a position of doing so because I'm in a motel with family, and it costs me almost $11,000 by working jobs to pay for rent. I'm in a bad financial situation. I can't even pay that, and I'm getting heavily taxed.
Then, hold on. Let me help you out, Jonathan. How much you make a month?
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
I am right now working as a laundry room attendant for a resort here in the
States. How much you make?
About $653 after taxes per week.
How much?
And
a week?
$653. And it's normally before taxes. It's $720 before taxes, so I end up net $653, and that has to go for motel room rent.
So if you multiply by four, net is over $3,000 a month. Well, I understand that. Listen. Then why don't you create another source of income? One way you could do that is you join our Restore Freedom Plan and tell other about us. And when they join, you'll get Restore Freedom Plan. You get 50% of your first year membership. You come across a lot of people. Just share information. Just talk and talk. Give them our brochures. We'll mail free of charge to you. And just put your name on there as a referring person. And then we'll give you extra income. Cash, private, no taxes, no forms. So to me, it seems to me your biggest problem, Jonathan, is called, they have a disease called lack of moneyitis. And I have lack of moneyitis.
You are right on the target. You're right about that.
I'm in my 20s. Okay. So the problem is, go make money. Go be successful. Don't just sit there. Do just laundry work. Okay? And that's why our freedom opportunity is such a unique opportunity for all of you freedom seekers, freedom lovers.
Thank you.
To share the good news. Look, the deep state have opened their criminality wide. The average American has no idea how corrupt and criminal the U.S. government is until the election fraud of 2020. The January 6th demonstrators were put in jail and tortured. And they're coming after them and Donald Trump with indictment after indictment. And people are saying, whoa, this is not the apple pie and the flag government I was raised with. You see? You can go to these guys and say, hey, bud, what, are you still funding your own
demise
by funding your enemy?
Why would
anybody do that? Do you want to stop? I can help you. Okay? Go to freedomlawgroup.org. Here's a brochure. And you get paid, Jonathan. Hold on. So follow.
Hey, Mon, thank you.
Okay?
Hey, Mon, I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank you so much for all the work you and your staff
are
doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, brother.
You're like a shining light out there. I've known about you for years. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but that's my situation is I'm struggling financially. I'm trying to support my mom and I on what jobs I get. And this IRS parasite has just been sucking me dry for 40 years. and I'm frustrated, and I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to climb out of the hellhole I'm in, and I want to join your organization very much. It's been on my mind. And I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time, but I've been trying to get through for a while, and I've just been doing my best, and I feel like I'm at the wit's end here. And
we will help you, brother. No problem. We are your friend. We are on your corner. We want to help you. That's why we got our Restore Freedom Plan. The minimum membership is $2,000, and the down payment minimum is only $500. You can pay the rest with referral rewards with a lot of people that you share this that they join. So I'm going to let you go, my friend. Thank you for calling, John.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Payman. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. Okay, we have one more call from Miracle 732 who has a question. Again, I want to give out the number to call. And those of you who have a question, the number to call is 657-383-1755. And push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will take a call after our call from area code 732. Again, the number is 657-383-1755, and then push 1 on your telephone keypad to get your question answered. Okay, call from area code 732. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Steve, and I heard about you on Brighteon and Mike Adams, who's a great American.
Okay, yes, he is. I didn't catch your first name. Would you repeat that, please?
Steve.
Steve, okay. Very good, Steve. I'm glad you listened to Mike Adams because he's a great guy. Yes, what's on your mind, my friends?
I just want to make a quick comment. Several of my friends that also came from Iran, the people that seem from immigrate from that country in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, seems like they're very ambitious, they're very upright, and extremely intelligent. I mean, it's kind of odd that somebody that was born in another country has to constantly teach Americans what is right and what is wrong. It seems like half of the people here are asleep, but thank God they're waking up. Anyway, my question is there a form that I have to fill out? Or I'm on Social Security. I'm collecting my Social Security. I'm retired. But they automatically take income taxes out of it and send it right to the IRS. Is there a form I have to fill out to stop that from happening?
Well, I'm guessing without seeing any of your paperwork that you have a past debt to the IRS, it seems like, for some situation. And for that reason, they're probably taking some of that Social Security money.
When I started collecting Social Security, they automatically deducted like 10% to go towards my, and they said it was so that you didn't have a bill at the end of the year. But now
new bill,
I'm going to stop filing.
Bill? Medical bill? Is it Medicare deduction? Is that what you mean to say?
No. This is, I'm in Florida, so that we have great health insurance here. There is no Medicare deduction. But they take federal income taxes out, and they say, well, that's so at the end of the year you don't have to pay a big IRS bill.
No, that's a bunch of nonsense. Yes, you can stop that. I've never heard about this, honestly, to do that, but that could be easily stopped.
Okay, I was just wondering if you had any idea if there was a form, or because on my Social Security webpage, there's nowhere to do that.
Yeah.
So when I visit the
Social Security office in Florida, they have an office. I think they do, but I'm not sure about that, honestly.
Talk
to them in person because there's no form for them to do this in the first place for you to stop it. So you're bringing a good point. I don't know. But they should not be doing that.
Right, right. I mean, I thought at the time, you know, I thought I had to pay taxes before I started listening to a lot of the programs on Brighteon, and thank God there was some of your videos there. And so, you know, when I started my Social Security 2 years ago or so, I retired, and I just thought, I have to pay these taxes. But now that I realize there is no law, thanks to you, and I've also been studying law myself, constitutional law, with a group out of New York, even though I'm in Florida, just so I can understand how filing court documents and stuff like that work. But, you reading the actual tax laws has educated me a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of this shenanigans going on in the government, things that don't apply to us. But we have to assume they do because they say that they do. So I just want to thank you a lot for what you do. And I'm working on the first 5 steps. So when I get to the 7th step, I will fill out the paperwork I need to fill out and become a lifetime member. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, Steve, folks. Remember, the first 5 steps are absolutely free for you to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And the last 2 steps is a privilege available for those who want to take part in restoring freedom in America and for taking part in restoring freedom in America and being a contribution to that cause. We're able to give you a lifetime guarantee as long as we keep up with that commitment. So thank you, Steve, for your kind words. You're Florida. So, by the way, we have an event in February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Florida, in Orlando area. We have our Restore Freedom Rally. So that's early notification for you guys. Stu Peters is going to be on there, and many other great speakers you want to hear in person. So plan on that weekend being in Florida, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of February.
Is that with the flyover?
Flyover
conservatives? Is that with the flyover?
No, that's Freedom Law Stu's own joint Restore Freedom Rally with Stu Peters.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm going to invite Mike Adams to come also. Okay, hopefully he'll come also. I'm going to give him an invitation to come. So we'll see how that goes, okay?
I will see you in Orlando. Can I find where those, because I'm not that far. I'm a couple hours away, but I'm in Lake Worth. It's probably 5 hours away, but I can just drive up, stay at whatever hotel there is for a couple days. I'll bring my wife, and how do we sign up for that? Do you have that on your Freedom Law School? I didn't see it.
Yes, it's on the front page of freedomlawschool.org, our website, Restore Freedom Rally, February 2nd through 5th, and there's a link in there for more details.
Okay, great. Thank you, Payman.
Okay.
And
you're welcome.
You have a great evening. Hopefully see you soon.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you soon as well, my friend. Bye-bye. Okay, we have, by the way, the tickets are not being sold for that event at this time yet, but as we're getting more speakers for the event confirmed, but the date is set, the hotel is set, and we are going to have the event. So this is just to let you know to plan being there and do not schedule anything else during that time. And that's February 2nd through the 5th. With that, we have one more caller with question from area code 317. And I think Connie from area code 509, our first caller, is also waiting to ask a couple more questions. So, Connie, I'll get to you next as well. So a call from area code 317. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi. Yes, my name is Bethany, and my husband and I live in Indiana. He has a partner that lives in Colorado, and like I said, we're in Indiana. But the business is currently an S-Corp, so we're thinking that we need to switch that to an LLC. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can dump the S-Corp. Yes, because in S-Corp, you file a confession form every year with the IRS saying, oh, gee, I paid myself this much taxable income. But why would you do that? It makes no sense. You can just dump
right.
that S-Corp. But how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Stephanie?
Oh, forgot that part. Sorry about that. Well, actually, it was my husband's business partner out in Colorado. I think he had heard of you a long time ago, but just never really got down to studying or learning all of the information that you have to share. So I actually learned about Pete Hendrickson's book before learning about yours. So I have read his book, and now I'm trying to learn more about what you have to share and the differences.
Very good. Very good.
Please
continue
with
the question. Uh-huh.
Okay. So if we dump the S-Corp now, does that get us ready for 24, or does that help us make any changes still for 23?
You can
or
start
even
with
for 23
right now. Right now.
Yeah, we have
23
can
stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't filed our 22s yet. You know, it's we extended, so it's due here in a couple weeks. But we haven't filed for 22 yet.
Very good. You will now know not to do it at all.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. What, do you have any other questions? For Indiana and Colorado, as far as state taxes, they would – the same, right? I mean, we just wouldn't file anything?
Colorado is one of those states that follows the federal laws or forms. So if you have no federal income tax filing and paying requirements, you have none for Colorado. And Indiana is the same way. There's only four states that their state income tax is separate and independent of the federal government. They can do that or not. It's their choice. That is Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama, and Mississippi. The other states follow the federal. So if you owe no federal income tax, you do not owe any state income tax either.
One more question. So when we switched, even if we switched to an LLC now, we did pay ourselves as employees the first quarter of this year. So we've already submitted, 941 tax and such, and state tax, local tax, when we file our payroll taxes quarterly. So does that kind of hold us back from changing things for 2023? Yeah, 2023?
Nope. Whenever you stop hitting your head against the wall, it feels better, doesn't it?
Okay.
That's all it is. You say, I hit my head against the wall, and now I'm used to doing it because my doctor, CPA, tells me I should hit my head against the wall and rip myself off, give money to the it's really Satan, IRS. I want to stop. And the answer is, good, stop. and don't hurt yourself anymore. Keep your money, huh?
Right. Okay. Thanks, sir.
You are most welcome. All right, folks. I think we have one more caller, Erica's 509, that asked a question. Anybody else have any questions, folks? One more time, 657-383-17. 55 if you have a question, and push 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm going to go back to our very first caller, Connie from America 509, to see if any other questions I can answer, which are not complex, that could be of use to all of you about freedom and law and your rights, and help Connie at the same time. Connie, what else is on your mind, girl?
Oh, by golly, now I've lost it. I absolutely have.
Maybe I can tell you just a little bit about why I don't have any money right now, because you asked me if I have money, and I told you I've been around the block with the IRS. In 1995, I was indicted by a grand jury in Alexandria, Louisiana, for conspiracy to intimidate the IRS.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. Sorry.
And I had actually researched what I had done. My crime actually was that I witnessed a signature on a lawful document, which was a declaration of trespass for redress of grievance. And I had a co-defendant who had written this document up, and I merely witnessed his signature on the document, and I was indicted for that, for conspiracy charge on that. And so he and I both were arrested, and there's a lot more to that story, but I'll keep it really short here. But he did a little less than a year in one jail in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I, being a federal, tax protester, even though I had paid my taxes, I just did not file for a return the last 2 years that I had paid my taxes, and so I was on diesel therapy. I was in 16 jails in a period of 11 months, and
wow.
Then I was given 4 plea agreements, and finally, I said, I can't handle this any longer. And so I signed the 4th plea agreement. Now, I guess if I have a question, Payman, it would be, am I held to a plea agreement that was done under threat, duress, and coercion? Because you know they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's such a long time ago. There was nothing to do about that way back then, unfortunately. You know? But all we can do is focus from here forward, because the past is done. I made mistakes in the past too. You know, I didn't know about some things I should have known, but I did. And same with you. None of us is perfect. So let's focus from here forward, you know. And, you know, you're obviously a true blue, dedicated truth, freedom seeker, a person of love and truth. So I want to help you. I want to work with you. I want to work with your local group. I want to empower you guys. Okay, call my school and let's get something going that can provide freedom as well as safety and prosperity for you. What state do you live in, by the way, Connie?
Washington State.
Washington State, yeah. Right, all the way across America from Florida where I live, okay? So we can do a lot of stuff, you know, online, you know. This is why I created the freedom, the 7th step of the Restore Freedom Plan is to spread the word. And I put on there a referral reward of 50% because the biggest challenge we have in to join a movement is to get people to take the time to educate themselves, to be free, you know, and don't support a swamp anymore, and to do it smartly and safely. And we have a track record of being able to do that for people. So that's why I want to pay you. The people in your group, I'm sure many of them would want to join us if they knew that we existed. You know, they know such a thing. People tell me all the time, Payman, where were you, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago? I didn't know about you. And I said, well, I'm sorry you didn't know about me, but be glad you came across me now. You know, there was a group called the Free Enterprise Society around from 1980s, which I met in 1994. But I started this movement back in 92. Well, I wish I started with them back in 92, but I didn't. It took me 2 years to come across that group that knew a lot of good stuff that they taught me. And there was a guy named Judge Bill Drexler who taught me things. I met him back in 1995. But not right away. So some of us meet the better sources early on. Of us later. Some people on this call, I'm the first guy they come across. But some people went through other people that, you know, didn't know, you know, how to do things. I have a friend of mine whose wife was in the free movement back in the early 1990s. And mm-hmm. she got scared to went back to the system because they came after people criminally. You know, she's mm-hmm. a totally, totally hardcore, truth-loving freedom seeker. But, you know, she married my friend, and he introduced her to me. And so last year, she said, I'm going to become a nonprofit again, property with Freedom Law School. And she's very happy about it and glad. So we just can't let the stuff of the past get us down. We're going to do that. We're going to work together, Connie, and help you and have everybody else to be free. So call my office and, you know, we, mm-hmm. we'll get together. But let's start with your stuff, because a lot of times people are misled by patriot mythologies. And you cannot help people with that. But people go to court and they say, hey, that I'm not that person on the paperwork of the court because I'm not. That name in all capital letters, is that me? That's my straw man. My name is upper lowercase. When they object to the court, has a yellow flag in there. But they don't walk in the bar because that, they believe that gives the government jurisdiction that they can deny the court jurisdiction. There's so many different wrong things people do that makes it difficult to fix your situation. Okay? So I don't know what you have done and not done, because these patriot mythologies, Connie, are so spread out there that too often I come across people doing the wrong stuff, which are not easily fixable or fixable at all. All I can do is minimize the damage and go from this forward. Okay. Mm. What do you do for a living right now, Connie? What's your job now?
Oh, my job. Well, I have not done my job since I was arrested in 1996 on these charges of conspiracy to intimidate the IRS. However, before that time, my job was anesthesia.
Why don't you get back into doing that? That's a decent paying job.
It's a great paying job, but no, the rules and regulations related to that profession are really stringent. And as I found out, while I was a federal fugitive for 16 months, I don't know if it was some branch of the federal government went around to every one of the states and had all of my medical licenses revoked. And so when I got out of jail, I found out when I needed an income and I tried to get a license in Idaho that I couldn't have a license, but Idaho refused to tell me why. So I went to Washington and I finally found out why. And I went back to California and I had my licenses reinstated, but I found out I was not able to practice anesthesia because the rules say if you've been out for more than 2 or 3 years, I can't recall now, that you have to go back and do your didactic studies and take your national boards all over again. And let me tell you, that was not in my game plan for life, for this life.
I understand.
And so
I understand.
I was never
so
able
how do you
to
survive?
Do it. I'm 70.
So how do you survive all these decades? How do you put food on the table?
Well, I put food on the table by helping people and trading things for my labor. And so I would make a little bit of cash under the table, no taxes. I would cook for people. I would clean houses for people. Same thing, you know, I get paid a little bit. I get room and board someplace, which is really common for me, get room and board. And so I have a lot of patriot friends, and I've been blessed with those friends, and they pretty much took care of me until I could get onto Social Security, which was 15 years ago. And so, and then I came to find that the government had not only taken away from me when I was arrested, two of my, an IRA and a KEO that I had put aside for my retirement, and the government took all of that money away from me, and then they charged me like $30,000 for the privilege of being in 16 jails for 11 months, and so I had to pay all of that off, and it was really, really difficult. So I haven't had much income, and all of it has gone to the government for the last 25 years.
Well, let's get together, see if we can even do something and change, turn that around, okay? So let's end this call. Give me your paperwork, and I'll do a half hour free review of your paperwork and talk with you about it. Okay, about what you got.
Okay.
And, you know, help you make some money. But you don't sound 80 years old. You sound much younger than that. I didn't realize you're on Social Security for 15 years. You have a very good, clear voice at your age. So you have still a very light spirit about you, which is wonderful to hear. So let's talk sometime next week and see what we can do to restore freedom and have you have a better life at the same time. Okay?
Okay, Paymon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. So, good folks, thank you for calling tonight. I guess a lot of people like the topic that I talked about because it's something that people have been waiting for, the solutions. Remember, the solutions are on our website for you for free, freedomlawschool.org. I can take a horse to water, but I cannot make him drink the water. So this is on you, folks. Every time you drive, get in the car, go shopping or work, play our videos in your car, listen and educate yourself, and that will lead you to freedom. When you get home, you can watch it on your smartphone during dinner or lunch. Okay, see it for yourself, but most of the important stuff is on the videos you can simply listen to. It was not an accident that you came across Freedom Law School. You're meant to live free. You deserve to live free. You are born to live free. So live free. Thank you. I'll be back with you next Thursday night.